Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Speed kills. I associate that phrase with a warning about driving too fast. If there's a car accident, the spokesperson for the police usually publicly states whether speed was a factor in the accident. But I believe speed can also kill in another way. The end result won't be a fiery crash on the highway, but instead the result will be a structurally weakened economy, the consequences of neglecting to invest in the future. Let me explain. Speed is killing American capitalism. The emphasis on short-term gain and quick profits, all too often represented by the price of stock, is threatening the health of the long-term future of the U.S. economy. In March 2011, the managing director of the management consultant firm McKinsey, Dominic Barton, wrote an article titled "Capitalism for the Long Term." Here is an excerpt from it, which reveals the destructive power of speed. In the 1970s, the average holding period for U.S. equities was about 7 years. Now it's more like 7 months. According to a recent paper by Andrew Haldane of the Bank of England, such churning has made markets far more volatile and produced yawning gaps between corporations' market price and their actual value. Then there are the, quote, hyperspeed, end quote, traders, some of whom hold stocks for only a few seconds, who now account for 70% of all U.S. equities trading by one estimate. Here's another excerpt from Barton. When McKinsey's finance experts deconstruct the value expectations embedded in share prices, we typically find that 70% to 90% of a company's value is related to cash flows expected 3 or more years out. If the vast majority of most firms' value depends on results more than 3 years from now, but management is preoccupied with what's reportable 3 months from now, then capitalism has a problem. What really is the purpose of investing? Is it to make money off the success of a company that produces goods and services? Are we all trapped in a system where a perverse set of incentives crowds out the focused time and energy towards producing and maintaining long-term growth? Unfortunately, some corporate CEOs might be asking themselves this question: at what precise moment can I cash out on my stock options so that I can maximize my wealth? Whatever happened to asking themselves this question: what can I do now so that my company is competitive and profitable 10 years after I retire? The problems of American capitalism are not just economic. They are intertwined with culture and politics, so reform will be difficult. Let's hope that in the United States, 2012 is a year in which the destructive power of short-term financial thinking and decisions, at the very least, begins to get more publicly acknowledged. And if it is more publicly acknowledged, maybe, just maybe, it can be reined in. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the Tag Cloud on my podcast page. It's really cool. It's on the right-hand side near the bottom. If you click on a phrase or word, it automatically takes you to my post on that subject. Then click the podcast you want, and then you can play, download it, or comment on it. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.